Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience and good afternoon. Welcome to the press conference that follows today's trade dialogues with business.
So good afternoon. Thank you for coming. So after two successful ministerial conferences, I think there has been a resurgence of interest on the WTO on the part of the private sector. This is growing engagement, and that's very welcome. Trade negotiations do not occur in a vacuum, so it is important for the WTO members to hear directly from business about the challenges that they face in the real economy, as well as from consumers and workers and other voices in civil society. So when I was approached by the ICC and the B20 earlier today, this year, to facilitate a dialogue between business leaders and WTO members, I thought, look, this is a wonderful and very opportune moment and initiative. I asked them to ensure that the full range of business were represented here today. As a result, we have attendees from small and large enterprises, from developed and developing countries, and from several sectors, so across the board. So I hope that this format and this kind of initiative is something that can inspire other stakeholders, other groups of stakeholders of civil society in different areas to do the same under possibly the trade dialogue banner. We had today over 60 participants from six continents, and I'm very pleased to say that the exchanges are very high quality. We had a range of conversations today. We had breakout sessions. So we had the first meeting with everybody, then breakout sessions with four discussion leaders, and their conclusions were then discussed by everybody, by all participants. And I'm pleased to be joined by three of the discussion leaders today. To my right, Sunil Mittal, founder and chairman of Bharti Enterprises, and also the first vice chairman of the International Chamber of Commerce. To my left, Carol Kariuki, CEO of CAPSA. That's Kenya Private Sector Alliance. And to the right of Mr. Mittal, we have Kati Suominen, founder and CEO of TradeUp, which deals with trade, finance, digital economy, investment, and SMEs. So we'll hear from each of them in a moment. Unfortunately, our fourth, like I said, we're four groups, our fourth discussion leader, Frank Ning, chairman of Sinochem and the chair of the B20 Trade and Investment Task Force, has had to leave to catch a plane. We also heard the views of other important stakeholders in the trade debate during the day, representing the perspectives of labor and consumers. So we heard from Sharon Burrow, General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, and also Robin Simpson, Senior Policy Officer from Consumers International. So finally, the discussions and the conclusions of the exchanges were also discussed at length with WTO members. So we had a meeting with them, and we're just coming from that meeting with the members. The members, as you know, are currently discussing the way forward in our negotiating work after the successes of Bali and Nairobi. So the exchanges at this event have provided very timely, I think, food for thought for our members. After all, at the end of the day, it is up to them to take forward or not the things that have been suggested and aired out today. So now we'll hear a little bit more about precisely what was discussed today, and I will hand the floor then to